Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? How's everybody out there doing today, man? I'm the host, PDP Richardson, and I got on the phone with me right now, former OU Sooner. This dude got drafted by the Philadelphia Phillies. Right now, he's the pitching coach for the Seminole State Trojans, a powerhouse JUCO right up out of OKLA, where I used to stay. Rob Tazine, what up, man?
Petey, how you doing, man?
Doing well, man. Sorry to get you up so late, man. I know you guys are back at it in effect, man, during baseball season.
Oh, yeah, man. Had that on that JUCO grind, had a quality practice today, you know, a little inner squad going on.
Okay. In the squad, man, I remember them days, man. And I know you remember them days probably too as well whenever you was at OU. I know you started out at Tex Arcana. And can you kind of tell the guys a little bit about yourself, man, right here at the beginning of the show?
Yeah, man. So born and raised in Houston, Texas. Went to Klein High School, played for Coach Barry Smith there. You know, we ended up losing the state championship game my senior year. Quality guys, quality coaching staff. From there, I got a scholarship offer to go play for Coach Will Bolt at Texarkana Junior College. Coach Bolt is now at Texas A&M coaching. You know, played my freshman year there. From there, I actually committed to LSU to be a Tiger. And, you know, some scholarship things didn't work out, how it all does on the business aspect. And there was a lot of rumors going around that Texarkana wasn't going to have the funds for a program. So I transferred to Howard Junior College, which is over by you in Lubbock, man. I was in Big Spring, Texas.
Yes. I was reading up on that, man. Oilfield country.
Yeah. Yep, got up to number one in the nation when I was at Howard. We had a quality year. And then I ended up transferring to OU on scholarship to go finish out my college career. Got drafted by the Phillies in 2015, 19th round. Got to play three great years of pro ball, man. Two with the Phillies. And then I played a year of indie ball after getting released up in Canada and in Dallas.
Oh, okay. That's what's up, man. So, you know what they say. You know what they mean, man. Slow motion beats no motion. And you went to a different school to school right there. And I got to say, man, after all that stuff you just said right there, what really stuck out, me being in Lubbock, you, A&M? What?
Oh, yeah. Man, I was blessed to play for a lot of quality coaches. And you know, it all starts with my dad and my mom, you know, good athletes and teaching me the right thing from day one. Coach Smith at my high school at Klein, he played at Texas A&M. Then he's looking at Texarkana. You know, Coach Bolt is now coaching at A&M. My head coach at Howard is his name was Britt Smith. And, you know, he's working with Perfect Game right now.
Okay.
The assistants there were Rob Martinez, who's now the head coach at Howard, and J. Bob Thomas, who's the assistant at Texas Tech now.
Oh, what?
Yep. J. Bob Thomas at Texas Tech. And at Texarkana, man, my assistants were Brad Flanders, who is coaching for the Frisco Rough Riders, Rangers AA. And
I'm probably Coach Lee this year, too, as well.
Hey, man, they got a squad, I'll tell you that. Yeah, and then Coach Harvell was the other assistant coach at Texarkana, and he's coaching at Sam Houston State now.
Okay. So everybody, you know, just moving up. Progression is always the lesson. And, you know, I said that, man, because, you know, here at Texas Tech, me coming from Oklahoma, I didn't know A&M at Texas Tech had a rivalry and things like that. And Texas A&M actually offered me my first scholarship in football my junior year. And so, so I ended up coming to Tech, but everybody in Oklahoma thought I was going to A&M. But when I got to Tech, that's whenever I realized it was actually a rival and stuff like that. That's why I was like, A&M? What?
Yeah, man, I'll tell you this, I never knew A&M. I mean, I know A&M and Tech don't really like each other, but I never would have guessed they were big rivals, you know?
Yeah, man, and that's why it was kind of like a big deal whenever they moved over to the SEC and things like that, man. And but, you know, man, I like both schools. I remember in, I think it was actually my red shirt sophomore year, it was a big deal, man. We was in A&M. I think it was Robert Johnson. He was number 9, caught the game-winning touchdown pass there in A&M, man. It was a great game that year. But keeping it going, man, Mr. Tazine, playing, how does it feel to actually play in the MLB, man? You got signed, got drafted, and I'm sure that was a dream come true for you.
I'll tell you what, man. It's a great feeling, but I don't think out of all my outings in Pro Bowl, I don't think any of them beat draft day. You know, just the nerves and everything that goes into it. It's your whole life work coming down to a phone call. And man, as soon as you get that phone call, it's the greatest feeling I've ever experienced. Now, you know, when I get married, have kids, all that fun stuff, that's going to change. You know, the draft status is going to drop, but man, it's your life's work. It's working, you know, everything that you've grinded for since, you know, you were playing wiffle ball in your front yard at 7 years old, you know, you're mm-hmm. doing it on the big stage now and you're getting your opportunity. You get to experience that, that feeling with your family and your close friends. And it's just a real joyous occasion.
Man, yeah, I can only imagine, man. That's very – you're in another fraternity that a lot of people don't even get to even think about and a lot of people really forget about as they are growing up in age. And for you, I give, man, shout-out to you for the journey that you actually been through, you know what I'm saying, after going to a program that you thought wasn't even going to be able to get financed and – you going from this place to this place and ending up at OU and then eventually getting drafted. And now you actually got a job, a full-time job there at Seminole State Junior College. Man, shout out to the Trojans up there. So is it like, did you know while you're in the pros that you wanted to have a full-time job in baseball? And because, you know, a lot of people struggle with the transition after they get through playing to adapt it to the real life.
That dude, you're spot on right there, Petey. But you know, I've been retired from pro ball for a year now, and you're never gonna not miss the game. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a day removed or, you know, 10 years. It's still gonna be there, man. I wish I was still playing, man. But Seminole, the county here, the town, the Trojans, the school, the baseball team, Coach Cummings, Coach Mac Chambers, and Coach James Martin, they've all welcomed me like family. Then my first year here so far, and Mac, I couldn't have landed in a better place to start coaching.
Man, I totally agree, man. Like I was telling you off the radio, man, off the grid before we started the show, is that actually, you know, Coach Chambers was my high school coach too as well. Only thing that I'm mad at Coach Chambers about, he should have let me be a catcher. You know, I was a catcher my whole life. I was a catcher my whole life, man. And soon, but I was fast, you know. And as soon as I got to high school, Coach Chambers was like, nah, nah, nah. But I didn't want to be a catcher anymore as well. You know, I didn't know I wanted to be a catcher again until I think it was our senior year maybe. And our catcher, his name is Matt Flucci. He played for Seminole too as well with Coach Cummings. And he needed to pitch, and I was like, well, you know, Coach C, hey, man, say, coach, I used to catch, you know that, man. And, man, I caught, and I did really good. I did really good, man, and I was like, man, that's my only regret. I should have stood up to Coach C back in the day, like, Coach, man, should have let me catch. I would have been the next Punch Rodriguez, man, you know. But no, man, yeah, man, that would have been real nice. But, shout out to Coach C, though, man. I love shortstop. I was another shortstop, man. You know how he get that feet work going on, man. There's no other Harding. I never seen another coach work as hard as Coach Chambers. and his crew still back in the day, and also James, who's up there at 702 as well, man. There are some two hardworking coaches. And what is your best memory of playing baseball? I know you saying getting drafted, you know, that was a wonderful feeling, but what game was it when you, whenever you just knew you was the S-H-I-T?
I'd probably have to say there are really two that stand out. You know, two specific games, and then there was a stretch of games. For the stretch of games, it was my first year of pro ball, playing in Williamsport for the Crosscutters and short A affiliate of the Phillies. And I was the closer there. And there was a stretch where in a span of 8 days, I got 7 saves. And you know, that
coming
was
coming through like Tom Brady, like there, huh?
It was crazy. I'll tell you what, my arm has never hung that bad before. But it was worth it, man. You know, pushing my body to its limits. The Philly staff did a great job of keeping me healthy and letting me go those 7 out of 8 days. And, you know, that stretch inevitably ended up being what helped me break the saves record for the franchise that season. Yeah, 19 saves in a short season. Broke the record. Or it might have been 18. One of those two.
Okay, we're going to go with 19, though. We're going to go with 19.
Hey, it sounds so much better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, the two individual games were would be coming from my senior year at OU. First one would have been
Norman, Oklahoma.
Yep, it was at Norman, Oklahoma, against, you know, Coach J. Bob Thomas and his Texas Tech Raiders.
Come on, man.
I'm coming right
back. We got a lot of Texas.
Yeah, man. The Raiders got off to a hot start. Put up, I think, a run in the first inning.
Mm-hmm.
Bases loaded, no outs in the first inning, and I come in and relieve the starting pitcher, who is one of my best friends. His name's Adam Choplet. You know, just didn't have his best stuff that day. But man, that Chop is he's dealing, man. He pitched for the Frisco Rough Riders, AA Texas Rangers this year. You know, so we're hoping for a big league call from him here in a minute. But yeah, came into that Texas Tech game, bases loaded, no out, and I didn't let any of those runs score. You know, zero inherited runs that inning. Got a strikeout, an infield pop up, and then a ground out to stop that bleeding, and then went five or four scoreless after that. You know, we ended up beating Tech, and they were a top 5 team in the nation that year, top 10 something.
Yeah,
like that.
Man, we went to the World Series, man.
Did
that
y'all
year.
Sure did? Yep.
Shout
and
out
then,
Tim Tadlock.
Yeah, he's doing his thing. Happy for him for sure, because he was the one that recruited me to OU.
Oh, what?
Yep, he sure did.
Wow,
then,
so you had something to prove then, huh? That's why
you did that. Well, you had to. Hey, man, of course, you know, the Red River rivalry, playing at Texas. I got the Sunday start. We won on Friday, I believe, and lost Saturday, or vice versa, man. But it was a 1-1 series going into Sunday, and I get the start. And I end up going 6 innings. I gave up like 10 hits, man, but only 1 run, I believe, if I remember right, 1 or 2 runs. And we ended up winning that game real close. But, you know, that game really stands out to me just because I got to go into our rivals' turf and do what I do against
Come
them, you know.
The...
There
yeah,
you go,
man.
Nothing better.
Yeah, man, I feel you on that. I definitely wasn't expecting it. What was that?
I said horns down all day. You know that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, man. Horns down all day. And you being from Texas and coming to Texas and, coming back to Texas and you know, in defeating both of those teams, Texas and then Texas Tech, man. But, I mean, that's a good deal, man. I can actually feel you on that. And then also, so what do you see yourself in the next 5 years, man? Like, what's your ultimate goal?
Well, I'll tell you what, dude. Just because of the hospitality of Seminole, the chemistry that this team and this coaching staff have, you know, I can definitely see myself here for a couple more years for sure. You know, that 5 year span you're talking about, especially with the new facility we're supposed to be getting here in a little bit. You know, it's supposed to be some top notch stuff, but, you know, man, God's got me. He's got a bigger picture than I do. So whatever happens, happens, man, you know?
Yeah, I feel you on that, man. I like it when you mention about God, man. You know what they say, do what you love and love what you do. Life's about making your dreams come true, and at the end of the day, it's all about you and God. And that brings me to the question, man, when was it that you actually fell in love with the game of baseball? Was it Little League, middle school? Was it something like, you know, whenever you was in preschool, you and your pops? Like, when did you fall in love with the game?
You know, I was actually too young to realize that I had fallen in love with it. You know, when I was in high school, you know, I was talking to my mom a little bit about, you know, back when I was a little kid, you know, baby stuff you couldn't remember. And, you know, she would tell me that I was the type of kid that I would be crawling, and I would pick up a ball, I would throw it across the room, crawl to it to pick it up and throw it again. So I mean, I came out ready to play some baseball, you know.
He came out throwing.
Oh yeah, pitcher from day one.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. You know, 6 foot, 190 pounds, had one heck of a career. Went from level to level, as you can call it, coming from Texas Arcana to Howard to A&M to LSU, OU, drafted in 2015 by the Phillies, man. That boy came out doing his T-H-I-N to the G. That means his thing. Go ahead and give one last shout-out, Mr. Tazeen.
Man, you know, it doesn't really matter, you know, where you are, what you're doing. Got to trust God. That's first and foremost. Man, you know, my family's been there from day one. That hasn't changed. That ain't going to change, you know, whether I'm coaching in Texas, Oklahoma, Alaska. You know, they're going to be there for me. You know, best friends, my best friend, Ethan Carnes. You know, crazy story with him, man. We actually went to rival high schools. And then we both went to Texarkana. We went to Howard, and we went to OU together. So, and he was a left-handed pitcher, played at all three of those schools with me. He got drafted by the Yankees in 2013. Mm. And, man, you know, after all that, you know, playing against each other in high school, with each other in travel ball, against each other with each other at Texarkana, Howard, and OU, we pitched in the same minor league game against each other in Staten Island. So...
That's a wild story, man.
And then, we actually ended up getting released the same year and playing for the same pro team in Canada, the Winnipeg Gold Eyes, and winning the championship in the American Association there. So, you know, having guys like that, you know, brothers that or friends that become brothers, man, it's always nice to have.
I know, that's right, man. You know, sometimes blood ain't always thicker than water, you know what I mean?
No, just cause your blood don't mean your family, and
yeah,
I got lucky to have a good family, you know, and it doesn't stop with the blood, you know. I got family outside blood.
I know that's right, man. You know, teamwork makes the dream work, man. It's been a great time talking to you, Mr. Tazeen. And let the people know before I let you GO about you guys' Snapchat takeover.
Yeah. Seminole State Baseball, we are taking over the Junior College World Series Snapchat on February 7th. It's our home opener against Murray State. And, you know, either Coach Cumming Chubbs or I will be logged into that Snapchat all day,
basically just giving you a day in the life of Trojan baseball, getting ready for game day, you know, starting with field setup all the way through postgame. You guys can follow at JUCOWS on Snapchat. And, you know, our Trojan, we got a Trojan Twitter going. It is at SSC Baseball. Let me make sure I gave you the right thing. You know, you guys can keep up with us on that all year long. Yep, at SSC Baseball on Twitter. And, you know, come along with the ride for the Trojans because we're expecting to be dogpiling in Grand Junction and win ourselves a national championship.
Hey, I know that's right, man. I was talking to Coach Cummings, man, and he said, man, you guys got great things popping this year. You guys are looking to do some great things and take it all away, man. So I just want to say, Mr. Tazine, he's the pitching coach for Seminole State Trojans. I want to say, man, God bless you, man, and have a great night, man. Thank you for being on the show.
I appreciate your time, Petey.
Alrighty, man. Shout out to Houston, Texas, man. You stay blessed, all right?
You too. Have a good one, man.
All right, you do as well. Shout out to Mr. Tazine right there, man. Shout out to you that's listening to the radio right now, man. And I just want to say, do what you love and love what you do. Life's about making your dreams come true. I wanted to talk to him about the Super Bowl, who he thought was going to win the Super Bowl, man. Well, but we had such a great conversation, man. Shout out to people with great conversation right there. You know what they say, conversation rules the nation. And for the Super Bowl, I want to say, last time I went for Tom Brady, man, they lost. That was in 2007. So, I'm going to keep the answer to myself. Thank you guys for tuning in, man. You can catch me every day, Monday through Friday, on 104.9 The Beat, Lubbock's number one for hip-hop and R&B from 3 to 7 p.m. Thank you. Do what you love and love what you do. Thank you for tuning in to Soar Every Day. I'm your host, PDP. Remember, be yourself and stay true to yourself because everybody else is taken. And I'm out. Peace and love. Peace.